I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, and welcome back. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Encyclopedia Womanica. If you're just tuning in for the first time, here's the quick version of what we're doing on this show. In 5 minutes every weekday for a year, we're telling the stories of women throughout history who you may or may not know about, but definitely should. Every month has a theme, and this month we're talking about dreamers, women to remember due to their creative prowess. Today's dreamer was a famous actress, poet, musician, and playwright in 16th century Italy. She was the first European actress to acquire social and cultural respectability and artistic fame. Let's talk about Isabella Andreini. Isabella Canali was born in 1562 in Padua to Venetian parents. Her family was poor, but she received a classical education and spoke several languages. When she was 14 years old, Isabella joined the Compagnia dei Comici Gelosi, a touring theater company that performed for the highest social circles of Italy and France. The Gelosi troupe performed Commedia dell'arte, the popular theater form of the era. Commedia dell'arte was partly scripted and partly improvised. The premises of shows relied on well-known character archetypes and stock situations. Actors played off of this scripted foundation. From very early on in her career, Isabella often played the role of the enamored woman, a specific archetype of the time known as the prima donna innamorata. But she took the basic trope and made it much more complex and entertaining. She excelled at improvisation, and her influence helped to shape the art form, making it more spontaneous and funny. It's important to note that for much of history, acting wasn't considered a respectable profession. Commedia dell'arte marked a new era of recognition and respectability for actors. Finally, acting was no longer seen as semi-synonymous with prostitution. In 1578, Isabella met and married Francesco Andreini. Francesco would eventually become the director of the Gelosi Company. The couple had 7 children together. Isabella became the leading lady of the troupe and a member of the administration of the Gelosi Company. She even created original works that the troupe performed, including one entitled The Madness of Isabella, which she performed for the wedding of Ferdinando I of the Medici and Christine of Lorraine in 1589. While the play was mostly improvised, many details are still remembered today. For example, we know that Isabella used a variety of languages and dialects to enhance a feeling of madness. Isabella also performed for King Henry IV of France and his wife, Maria de Medici, in 1599. Isabella's plays largely questioned the roles of women in her era. She wrote Mirtilla, a feminist pastoral drama in 1588, and Rime, a collection of 359 poems and sonnets in 1601. Rime was well received, and it was translated into French 2 years after publication. Isabella's writing skills and correspondence with contemporary thinkers scored her entry into the male-only literary society called the Accademia degli Intenti of Pavia in 1601. In other words, she quite literally joined an old boys' club. Isabella died in 1604 due to complications from miscarrying her eighth child. Her husband, Francesco, then dissolved the Gelosi group. Still, the family legacy endured as their eldest child, Giovan Battista, became a professional actor, author, and the founder of the famed Fedeli acting group. Isabella Andrini ushered in a new era of performance, and her impact on theater and the profession of acting lasts to this day. She was the most celebrated commedia dell'arte actress of her century by the time she died, and was known and praised across Europe. Tune in tomorrow to hear the story of another incredible dreamer. We'll be heading closer to home in honor of U.S. Independence Day. This month, Encyclopedia Womanica is brought to you by Casper. Casper mattresses and products let today's dreamers get the sleep they need to turn their ideas into reality. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my sister and the amazing researcher behind this collection of women. Talk to you tomorrow.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.